Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Welcome to radio station CJMQ, broadcasting to the Eastern Townships of the Province of Quebec, and to this broadcast of the Word of Grace. This programme is brought to you by the Congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke. My name is Nigel Parker, the minister of the congregation, and I am delighted to have you listening in, whatever your church connection, and indeed, whether you have a church connection or not. We at St. Andrew's gather at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings at our building at 256 Rue Queen Street in Sherbrooke. If you can't join us in person, then you can watch our live stream on our YouTube channel and also our Facebook page. We are overshadowed in our news media by the conflict in the Ukraine. We grieve that in the 21st century, people are still resorting to bombs and bullets to resolve issues of justice and resources and security. It stands as a stark reminder of the enduring presence of evil in the world and the ongoing struggle in the spiritual and moral realm. This is a struggle that Jesus shared in. Jesus was led into the wilderness and after 40 days and 40 nights was faced with temptation and struggle and conflict from one who was at the very heart of darkness. Today, 6th of March 2022, is the first Sunday in Lent. And Lent is the period of 40 days that counts down to the events of Good Friday and Easter Sunday. And this is observed with varying degrees of strictness amongst the churches, from crosses marked on the forehead on Ash Wednesday, to differing forms of fasting and sacrifice, to absolutely nothing at all. But the intention is to identify with the struggle against evil that Jesus knew, that we all know. Let us come to God, our strong fortress, our shield and defender. words from Psalm 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. If you say, The Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample on the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect her, for she acknowledges my name. They will call on me, and I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will deliver them and honor them. With long life I will satisfy them and show them my salvation. Let us pray. God of our living and our loving, we rejoice in your grace and mercy which has called creation into being and makes all life complete. We praise you for Jesus Christ, who reveals your loving purposes for all people. In his face we glimpse your love. In his life we see the pattern for our lives. We bless you for the Holy Spirit, who guides and strengthens us, drawing us into the embrace of your tender love. And so we praise you, O God, our eternal creating Father, who loves us with a motherly care, united with Christ our Saviour and the Holy Spirit, the breath of life, three in one, now and always. We praise you. We confess that we have sinned against you in things we've done and in things we've neglected to do. We have held back from giving to protect what we have. We have not trusted in your goodness and relied on the world's empty promises instead. Forgive us what we have done, and direct who we shall become. Help us to serve you by serving your world with generous spirits. Hear and believe the good news. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old life is gone, the new life has come. Know that you are forgiven, and so in Christ, forgive one another. Thank you, Lord. Amen. The story of Jesus' temptation from Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, at verse 1. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, no one lives on bread alone." The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, "I will give you all their authority and splendor. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. If you worship me, it will be all yours." And Jesus answered, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportune time.
Thank you.
When I was preparing to come across from Scotland to Quebec last summer, I was doing much to improve my French. I'm still having to work hard on it. But one of the things that I did was to look up YouTube videos and documentaries. As a minister, I was naturally interested in how faith was expressed in Quebecois French. I found one Francophone church of an independent tradition that was broadcasting its services online. The preacher was, as we would say in Scotland, guillin' it loudly, which means really going for it, walking around the stage, shouting at the congregation, thumping the pulpit. He certainly believed what he was preaching. And the gist of his message was that if you were struggling in your Christian life, if you were falling into sin, if you did not have as close a relationship with God as you ought to have, then the bottom line was that it was all your fault. After all, God loves you. He sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die for you and to deal with our sins. And the Holy Spirit came to dwell in power within the hearts of all who believe. There is no reason not to live a victorious Christian life. Life should be one unrelenting march from a blessing to another. The preacher was offering unrelenting victory. Well, there came a point where I simply had to switch off the channel because I couldn't listen to him anymore. He was, as it were, flogging his congregation with expectations and demands that they were ill-equipped to meet. While I have no doubt that there were some who needed a stern rebuke in their walk with the Lord, there are plenty of others whom, having failed, needed to be lifted up and restored. Those whom, having not failed, were weary and crestfallen and tired from the battle. The preacher was offering the congregation everything they could ever want, an instant shortcut to victory and triumph and a perfect life before God. We see that that was the temptation that was presented for Jesus. No more hunger as he turns the stones into bread. No more danger as the angels will protect him as he throws himself off the temple. The opportunity to be Lord of all the nations, unrelenting triumph. The tempter is suggesting a shortcut to salvation and holiness. Could the devil really deliver what he promised to Jesus? I doubt that he could have actually delivered the goods, for he was a liar. And maybe that's a lie that's being recycled in the Ukraine and in Russia. Easy victory, unrelenting progress. In the circumstance in which Jesus finds himself in the wilderness, through the thoughts raised by Satan, Jesus did experience real temptation. In thinking about this, remember what lay ahead for Jesus: suffering, a terrible death by way of crucifixion, and the weight of the sins of the whole world on his heart and in his mind. Would it not be appealing to avoid this? And for us too, the journey of faith can be very difficult. Many questions arise for us, and we do not always get an answer for them. We can be overwhelmed by wars and rumours of wars. We can feel confused by the way of the world. We can be plagued with doubts when we see evil, as it were, stalking the planet, unrestrained. We can be deeply wounded by others who do not understand us. We can yearn for a shortcut to glory, avoiding all our many trials. Yes, that would be great. But again, how does Jesus answer Satan? Of course, with the word of God. But we notice in the beginning of Jesus' words to Satan a great intensity and passion. He says, "Get away from me, Satan." Jesus has had enough of the evil one's assaults on God's will for his life. It's time for the evil one to go, and the sooner the better. Perhaps many of us have felt temptation so real, so strong, we almost felt ourselves slipping into Satan's grasp. The temptation to despair, the temptation to unbelief, the temptation to disfaith. But through the wonderful strengthening power of our Lord, perhaps we were able to say, "It's more than enough. Get away from us." And we experienced that moment of overcoming. But notice how Jesus' words to Satan end. He reminds Satan of the written word of God: "Worship the Lord your God and serve him only." This is what Jesus came to do, to serve God only. And Satan failed to split Jesus off from his source of power and trust, his Father in heaven. Jesus overcame the evil one. We who follow after him will follow on the same road. And Jesus is our sure hope that we too can overcome. Yes, we may fall into sin. We may need to repent and be restored to favour with our Lord, but we will overcome at the end. And maybe that's you this morning. Here we are but 5 days into Lent, and how many times have you let yourself down? If you're someone who's made a vow or an intention for this time, how are you holding up? Well done if you're keeping on, keeping on. But if you slipped, then go back for grace. We were born for battle. I love the words of the hymn which talk about how victory comes. May the love of Jesus fill me, as the waters fill the sea. Him exalting, self-abasing, this is victory. May I run the race before me, strong and brave to face the foe, looking only unto Jesus as I onward go.
Boundless mercy will provide. Trust. trust and thy trusting soul shall prove. Christ is its life and Christ its love.
Let us pray. We give you thanks and praise, O God, for you put your saving word on our lips and in our hearts and strengthen us to endure in times of trial. You sent your Son, Jesus Christ, as the first fruits of a harvest of righteousness. He stood firm against the devil's temptations, trusting instead in your saving word and offering his worship and service to you alone. When the forces of evil cast him into the grave, you raised him from the dead and made him Lord of all. And now you save all who trust him and confess him as Lord in word and deed. We pray for the world filled with increasing threats and conflicts, where countries are torn apart by unrest and persecution, where communities are diminished by prejudice and discrimination, and where those with power and authority degrade or dismiss their critics. We pray for the peoples of Ukraine and Russia. Protect them, we pray, from violence, from political gamesmanship, from being used and abused. Give, we pray, the nations of the world the courage and the wisdom to stand up for justice and the courage, too, to dare to care courageously. Lord, in your mercy, take from us all the tendencies in us that seek to lord it over others. Take from us those traits that see us pursuing our own needs and wants before those of others. Teach us how to live in love and dignity and respect, following your example. We pray for the church facing the challenges of rebuilding ministry and mission amid the uncertainties created by the pandemic, where congregations are tempted to guard traditions and resist new possibilities, where members magnify differences instead of celebrating our unity in Christ, where energy for leadership and community life has grown weaker. Send your healing and transforming grace. Where families are tempted to nurse grudges and harbour complaints, where friendships have been wounded by misunderstanding or neglect, where workplace tensions have arisen over clashing opinions or exhausting demands, send your reconciling and restoring mercy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.